Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, yet you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put. Mr. Marcus is shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Good evening and welcome to my Tuesday edition of Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show. Tonight is going to be kind of different. I have a comedian out of D.C., comedian Eddie Bryan is going to rock the house to 9 o'clock. He's early, so I'm not going to talk shit to after he leaves. So basically, I'm going to bring him on so we can go ahead and get it popping. The one thing I am going to tell y'all is on Friday, my show is going to be off the chain because I'm going to have a live sex session. And for those of you that listened last Friday, Missy's going to be in the house. We're both going to have our pop rocks. We're both going to be doing the damn thing, and we're going to tiny chat it. So that's something for you to look forward to. We'll talk about that later. But now I'm going to bring on comedian Eddie Bryant and let him do his thing. He has a lot of good shit to tell us. And he, ladies, he's sexy as hell. For those of you that don't know him, go on Facebook, and it's Eddie Bryant. He got some hella sexy lips. I don't know if he knows how to use them yet. And you notice I said yet, but that's in the making, so we're going to bring him on.
Oh,
you
sound melt.
Hello?
Okay, you sound melt. Okay.
But you do have some nice sexy lips. Like, you know how to use them?
Of course.
Oh, okay. So
because I'm like driving and looking for a parking space at the same time as doing this interview, like just multitasking over here. You know, I'm a good multitasker.
Yeah, I saw you on stage. The way you held the cup, the way you sipped your drink, and the way you was looking at the females. And then after I got to speak to you after you did your show, yeah, I know you can do a lot of things.
Oh, there you go. See, you trying to get somebody in trouble or something. I don't know who, you know, it was some sexy women at the High Point show, though, man. I was looking too good. I was like, man. Then right after the show, all of y'all left. How y'all treated brother like that? Nobody bring no pies or nothing.
See, Mother Nature was calling me, because if Mother Nature wouldn't have been calling me, you would have been calling Shock Mommy, so I let you off easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you talk, Mommy? There we go. Trying to get it started. Okay. Hold on. I got the park. I can't even. Hold on 1 second, Chuck Mommy. I got the park.
Okay.
I can't go through this right here. Yeah, no. what's going on with you? Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
We don't talk about you. We're going to talk about you. And, you know, I want people to know who you are, what you are, what you do, because you do so much. You know, you're very multi-talented. I like that.
Thank you.
And you look like you got a nice thick game.
I do all right in my sexual situation. You know, I do all right. Okay, I got the part. Okay, bam. We are parked. Okay, so now talk all the trash you ready. Come on.
Okay, because the topic tonight is for females is like, you know, guys always talk about, oh, I can fuck you like this, I can do you like that. But then when given the task, they fall short. So with you being a comedian, if you have a bad night, do you just joke your way out of it? So it's
of
not.
I joke my way into it and out of it. You know, it all depends on what happens before. You know, like sometimes you can't have a brother out all day long running around. You ever been on that date where you tease the dude till about 5 in the morning and then you decide to give him some?
Okay.
Well, you might not have, but I know that happens. You know, you can't have a brother dick hard for the whole night and expect them not to bust off quick. You know?
I mean, that I can understand, but then there's just some brothers when they stick the dick in, they just come. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's hereditary. What you think?
I think I can say nothing. You know, don't say, fellas, don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, that way you don't get no false promises. And if she's surprised, you know, at how good it is, then that's an added treat. You know what I'm saying? So don't say nothing.
See, you tell them not to say nothing, but you know there's some brothers out there that's going to be like, man, girl, you know I got these 10 inches in my pants. I'm going to fuck the hell out of you. And then when they drop them, it might be 4.5, 5, 5.5. They miss
them. Damn. They still make them? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel fine for them.
Because you know the average penis size is 6 inches. Where are you at in that category?
So you just want me to put that all the way out there on the... Okay. I'm a 10.5, 11 on a good day.
Do what?
Mm-hmm.
See, you about to make a bitch get in her car and come to D.C. saying numbers like that. Ooh, that's unheard of down here.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what the hell y'all got.
All the corporate dudes down that joint, man. Come on, y'all.
Man, please. I'm telling you, no, that myth about country boys got big dicks is a lie. That is a lie. They just got big heads.
Is that scientific data
like,
that's
yeah.
research?
Yeah, it's the ones I've been reading through. I mean, it's a select few that have changed my mind and could have, you know, did some good work. But for the most part, hell no. Nah. City dudes got the best dick. And I know
pretty
New
much.
York is
pretty
like,
much.
Hell yeah, you give stuff right. But, but it's us country girls that take y'all down through there. Don't get it twisted. Hello?
Hello? I'm here.
I said, those country girls that take y'all down through there don't get it twisted.
Oh, man, country girls, man. Y'all have a brother losing his friends. He don't go home. He just down there. It's out of town for him. He's like, man, where you been? I'm down the country, Joe. If I'm here young, we getting married. I got a lot of cousins down there. They ain't never came back home.
Exactly. Because country pussy is different from city pussy from what I've been told. I don't know if it's the structure of it or if it's our head game. Because city girls be like, nah, they too prissy to put their mouth on the dick and suck it good. I mean, I don't know. Country girls, shit, we going to suck that motherfucker to the head fall off.
Good gracious. Woo. Thank you. Okay. Well, then, that's what it is, then. Shit. Give me a timeshare or something. Yeah.
Ain't you going to be down here?
So like about City Dude?
City Dude's got a certain kind of swag. It's like, I don't know, it's like the way y'all carry yourselves, y'all confidence level. Even the ugliest dudes from the city get pussy because of their swag. It's like, you're like, ooh, you ugly as a motherfucker, but damn, you so sexy, how you dress, how you two-step, even how you talk. That accent helped y'all out a lot.
We say the same about y'all.
See? Huh?
See? Get pussy wherever you at. It ain't no not getting no pussy. I don't give a damn who you is. A man, you're going to get some.
And some men that just can't get no pussy, they might have to go to a couple of towns over, but sometimes you reach that peak where ain't nobody going to fuck you. No matter how much money you put on the table, you just going to have to keep it moving to the next town.
They putting money on the table?
Some people have to pay for pussy, yes. You know, you got some friends that are paymasters. Don't act.
All my homies is G's. We don't even play. All my homies is G's. We don't even play. We get it there.
Uh-huh, but I bet you behind closed doors, I bet you, when you ain't around, they pulling something out other than they dick and a condom. Hopefully they magnum material, but if not, we'll work with it.
Damn. Well, it's like all women got the good.
All women don't have good pussy. Not all women have clean pussy. And, you know, I don't discriminate because, I mean, I can only speak for me and, you know, a couple of my girlfriends that I may have been beside when they was getting fucked and I ain't smell nothing. But for the majority of the women, I don't know what the hell they got. I mean, I hope it's good and I hope it's clean. But,
yeah,
you know,
I'm discriminatory. I discriminate. Okay. Certain types, I mean, you know, I ain't going for it. You know what I'm saying? I like women. You know what I'm saying? I don't like little girls, and I don't like hood. Well, not necessarily I don't like hood rats. Still have to be a lady to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she got to read.
Okay.
Be a woman, you know what I'm saying? You got to be sexy, cook. You saw me talk about all that. I like cooking. That's the only way you can get me to listen. Put a plate of food in front of me. You can be bad as hell.
Oh, and you say you'll be in North Carolina, Greensboro, April 29th?
April 29th, they have a comedy festival showcase, and I'll be down there for 2 days. And, you know, I think I got like two shows between the 2 days. So I'm going to be down there joint. I'm going to bring my homies. I think we're going to make a road trip up.
Oh, do that. And I'll be more than happy to cook. You know, I'll even throw in a dessert for you so you can see not only am I the hottest radio show host there is, not only am I the best dick sucker there is and, you know, backshot taker, but I can cook my ass off and bake.
Oh. And y'all doing live sex on the air, too? That's what y'all do on Friday? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to find me a victim. Yeah, I'm going to find me a victim. Yeah.
You been working about on the radio?
I hope he's good, because if not, I'm going to stop all movement and tell that motherfucker about himself.
So what is good dick to you?
Oh, when I bust a good nut and I just fall over. And I'm happy. And I'll keep fucking with you. I'll let you have a break.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Do we have any
callers? Let's get a menage a conversation on. Do we have no callers?
Yeah, they calling in. They calling in. Everybody
they calling.
Be, like, late. You know how black people is. They be later than a motherfucker. I don't know why, but, you know, I have my friend Brenda, and, you know, she does sex toys, and she's real quiet, and she's married. But, you know, quiet married women be, like, the worst ones,
they be,
too.
They be real nasty.
Yes. Hell, yeah,
them.
That's
I
why they got a husband.
Can't do the married women. I'll get his brothers in trouble.
should they get their husbands in trouble? Because they, cause when you're married, it's safe to do any and everything.
Yeah.
Under the stars, under the moon, mm-hmm. under the sun. And no ridicule. Be like, what? You licked your man's ass. Yeah, that's my husband.
Yeah,
I sure did.
I might get married. Huh.
You're not getting married?
I might get married.
Yeah, I'm taking applications.
Oh no, I ain't ready to get married at all. Not at all. I got work to do.
I work so much,
man, it's crazy.
All I can say is, you know, keep working, ration out the dick, because if it's real good dick, give it out here and there. But if it's mediocre dick, fuck all you can. Fuck every stop you get.
Damn.
But you look like you might have some of that good, good. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to try it out. And you know if your shit whack, I'm going to blast you, right?
Mm-hmm. So you already going to give me the pussy. Oh, shit. I love this radio. This is the best radio show I ever been on in my life.
Oh, yeah. When you come down on the 29th, I ain't never fucked a comedian before. And I want to see if you can laugh me into an orgasm while I'm hitting it. And I hope
absolutely.
It's because it's good and you telling jokes and not because your dick is small. Yeah.
I can go for that. I'm going to try to get a standing ovation there. I'm going to try my best.
Oh, so we can fuck in front of your friends? I mean, y'all all homies. I mean, you ain't got no problem with showing yourself off, right?
Not at all.
Okay, now,
everybody's hearing this,
so I don't want you to be backing out of shit, because then I'm going to really go to D.C. and talk shit. I'm like, y'all know that comedian Eddie Bryan. That motherfucker full of shit. He was backstroking like a motherfucker up out of my pussy. I put it on him. He can't even tell a joke to get up out of this one.
Damn. There you go. Okay. We'll see. I hear you talking.
Yeah.
That's that talk radio. 864, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How is everybody tonight?
What's happening?
Well, I am the married one. The married one that y'all are having a conversation about.
Oh yeah, I knew it. I'm glad you called in, little nasty housewife of North Carolina.
Well, you are right. You're right. I am a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets when it comes to my husband. So you are absolutely right.
That is a beautiful thing right there. Every man should have one.
He gets it all in. He gets it all in.
That's what's hot. Give your husband a round of applause for me.
You know I got to. That's my boo. We be doing our role play. My baby like to see his woman dressed in something. Just does it for him.
Ooh. Okay. So y'all role playing all of that, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. When you marry, there's no stopping. You can do anything at all and just not even feel bad about it the next day because you're married.
See, I told you when you're married, you can be as nasty as you want to be. Ain't nobody going to care. Ain't nobody going to say nothing because you're married.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. That's what brothers need, too. Shouldn't say nothing even when you're single, too.
So
when's the last time you ladies had a good orgasm?
Last night.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer.
I get it in on the regular. I'm stopping.
That's positive right there.
It's been a minute for me.
To look forward
to. Friday.
But we hope it'll be this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to try to get your husband on the air? You're going to crank your husband out on the air?
No, I'm talking about for her and hope it'll be this Friday. Oh, it'll be for me tonight. It's non-stopping.
Okay, but it would be nice for you and your husband to call in on Friday and, you know, join the antics. You ain't got a tiny chatter, but it would be kind of cool. Like, wow, all these different sex sounds from different couples. And, you know, we could probably have somebody try to do a little mix it up with the sounds and shit. That would be kind of hot.
Wow.
Yeah, that does sound kind of hot.
I'm just getting wet thinking about it.
I got to get on Twitter. Freaking in North Carolina, Slim, is going down. It's going down.
Like, that is going to be crazy. And then just think, if everybody was in the same room and we had Eddie Bryant, comedian, like, hosting the live fuck-off, that would be, like, so cool. Then we get Von Wells to come in and record the whole thing and make a DVD out of it. Man, that would be some crazy futuristic shit.
Well, y'all might
I'm
well
in.
Just
we got to wear everybody. I'm in. We got to wear some masks.
Y'all might as well make a full-fledged porno then. You might as well go ahead and get it in. Get your tapes out. That's what it's leading to. We can distribute it. I can host the joint. We can get it in.
Oh, so you always wanted to host a porno movie. Is that what you're saying?
Jokes and strokes.
Oh. Oh, my God. Von. When he comes back in, I'm going to have to tell him that. Yes, that's a good title.
Jokes and strokes.
Jokes and jokes.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And you would host it.
I surely would. I need as much product in the street as possible.
Butt-ass naked with a bow tie.
I said, I need as much product in the street as possible.
Yeah, but would you be butt-ass naked with a bow tie?
Definitely not. That's not the attire that I wear. I'm pretty much a straight. And, you know, I don't be wearing bow ties and shit.
But that would be a cute little knit. What would you wear? Like, you know, what would you have on?
Shoot. I wouldn't know. I would have to get somebody to you know, we have to figure out what could I actually dress in. I don't know. I'll figure out something, but I don't know about the bow tie. The bow tie kind of throw me off right there. You know. Yeah, you think a man in a bow tie is sexy?
Yeah, actually, I do think them. I think a man in a bow tie would be nice. I mean, that's sexier than seeing you in some damn tidy whites.
I haven't worn tidy whites since I was about 7. And I don't think. Are men still wearing those? That's crazy. I wouldn't know, but.
Yeah, older white men.
Older white men. Of course, they have to hold their balls together. You know, it's not a lot of. You know, too much space.
The ones with the hernias and shit, yeah, with them big nuts, yeah. People are still wearing those.
That's sad.
Very. But, I mean, to each his own, it works for some people.
I guess, you know, tidy white is worth it. I don't know who, but, you know. I couldn't be whitey. That's absolutely out of the question. Got to
like
wear
granny panties.
Boxers or boxer briefs. Yeah, would y'all wear, you wear granny panties?
Hell no.
Oh, I've seen some of your pics.
If you've seen some of my pics, you know I barely wear drawers. And my pics
right.
Is I barely have on clothes.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Okay.
Remind me to send you an autographed picture of Chica when we get off the phone. You're like, who is Chica, right? I swear. Damn blog talk, everybody is dropping their damn calls. So it's just me. So I guess I'm going to have to freestyle it. So I'm going to play some music till everybody comes back. Let me see. Oh, I'm going to play I Bet It Feels Good by Michael Stokes and Blood Raw.
What beat? 3-6 in the crew. Michael Stokes, what it is, bro?
I'm about to beat this pussy.
Yeah.
When I beat that pussy down, when I beat that pussy down,
yeah.
beat this pussy.
Yeah.
Level yet.
Okay.
Nah, I'm gonna wait for you.
Are you away from me? I feel like I'm about to get raped.
You can't break
like
the will.
Right. You can't. So, okay, so, good gracious, shit. Ask me a question, shit.
Yeah, we're going to bring Gigi on, and Gigi is off the fucking chain, and we're going to bring Brenda back. So, you know, yeah, we're going to see how good you are to stay on your own with us three, because we are some freaky-ass women. Now, two of them are married, so you know they are freak by nature because they're married. So, you know, when you're married, you can do anything nasty you want to, and it's okay. And then
right.
I'm just nasty because I just choose to be. Because I just like it. So, you know, three nasty females and one horny comedian that has already agreed to host my first porno movie. What do we call it? Jokes and Strokes?
Jokes and Strokes.
And yeah, and Von Wells is going to produce it. He's going to shoot it, edit it, everything. The truth, truth DVD, because this is going to be the truth. Whether the motherfucker falls short or not, it's going to be the truth.
I can go for that.
And so they can't take it back. That's the one thing I love about live shooting. Like, you know, I don't want to edit shit. I want it to go. If you come quick, I want that. So I can just be like, damn, I can time it. Like, 3, 2, 1. 3 seconds, this motherfucker can't. So it has its advantages and its disadvantages. So we're going to bring Brenda and Gigi on. Gigi.
Okay.
All right. Damn it. Okay. Brenda and Gigi, y'all are on. Hello?
Hello. What's happening?
Hello.
Okay. This is Brenda, right?
Yeah, this is.
Hey,
okay,
Brenda.
And I think Gigi is on the line, too.
Hey.
Gigi?
No, she's not been missing Gigi.
Okay, 864?
Not in.
Okay. We'll put her back until they raise their hand. So we have an 864-787 as well. So, yeah. So, Brenda, what are you going to participate in my DVD? What are you going to bring?
Say what?
I was asking her, what is she going to bring to the DVD party?
Let's see. What I'm going to bring to the DVD party. I can bring some awesome toys to the DVD party.
Awesome toys. I think
yes.
That's for you guys.
No, I got some for you, too. I can bring some hot toys.
What toys do they have for men?
They got some stuff for men now. They got some stuff where... Let's see. They got some stuff where, let's say, if Chalk Mommy is going downtown, they got some stuff that can make it taste like bananas that can make her suck a whole lot better because she can think she's sucking off a banana.
Wow. Okay.
But, you know, my dick taste enhancement is Pop Rocks. I love to use Pop Rocks on a man. That is
like
the best.
Oh, you're trying to get a court case started. I heard about a woman getting
Pop
Rocks.
Yeah, she about to get a court case. She about to get you. Once you come to North Carolina, you won't be returning the sender.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So you might as well have all your stuff packed up, your luggage packed up.
He's going to be doing weekend passes.
He's going to be up on stage and kind of keep saying her name. Ain't going to be able to control herself.
So
every time somebody's in the audience shaking them Pop Rocks, he's just going to have flashbacks like, damn, I can't believe what the fuck she did to me.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
Like
especially
fun.
If she knows what she's doing. Especially if she's all up in the nut sack and she's going up and down the shaft and she hits that line close to the booty. Yes, if she gently massages your whole body with her tongue and she's stroking the dick as she's licking.
Hey, little piece of pre-cum just came out right there. I appreciate that. I gotta go on stage with that little sticky lady. I appreciate it. That was good.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. See, I'm doing my job then.
Right. So she got two. thing, what do you ladies think men could do more to please y'all? What is most the things that please y'all the most? Hello?
Okay, I'll go first. Me, I think if a man took his time more and talked less, like, I would like for him to, like, come in, snatch my ass up, kiss me, you know, touch me in all the right places, give me that foreplay, and then do his manly duties. You know what I'm saying? Not like, girl, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or, you know, trying to find his stroke while he's inside of me, like, you know, like he keeps changing the tempo. It's good to go from making love to fucking because of the intensity and everything like that, but it's like there's nothing worse than a man, like, fucking up your stroke when you're about to come. And, like, you have a nice rhythm, then for some reason his dumb ass wants to change it. Or he feels like, you know what? I'm about to get mine. Let me go ahead and bang it out real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, that I mean, I guess they come with time and dudes knowing how to do what they're supposed to do. So, you know, you need to learn how to breathe and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, okay. I can believe that. Brenda, what would you say your answer would be?
Hello?
Brenda? She's there. I don't know. This switchboard has been acting stupid because I lost everybody at one time. So hopefully she'll come back in because her hand is still up. But, I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's like men tend to do different things. Like, that's why I like to have a conversation with the man so he can know what I like, what turns me on. So when we get to the actual act, everybody is on the same page. There is no misunderstandings. You know you must suck my titties. You don't play with my ears. That shit is not cute to me. That shit don't turn me on. It makes me want to slap you. So just suck my titties and licking on me, you know. You ain't got to be down there all night because I want to fuck.
Right.
I'm going to want to start out slow so I can get used to it. And then I'm going to want you to bang my back out. Then when I get ready to come and I know it's going to be a big one, I'm going to tell you to fuck me real hard. And if you bust while you coming, I mean, that's fine. Because I want you to beat it up as I'm getting all this gigantic orgasm out.
Wow. That sounds exciting.
Yes. And then if I catch mine before you catch yours, then by all means, roll me over on all four and hit it from behind and beat the shit up. I give you permission. Punish the pussy after I nut. That's what I want. I want you to tire me out.
Okay.
Because if not, I'm going to get you with my mouth. If I don't make you come from fucking after I get my orgasm, I'm going to make you come from head. And you already know when you come from head, it's different than when you come from fucking. And you're going to be a done.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a done deal after that.
Yeah. You won't be making it to no shows. You won't be making it to nothing.
Oh, I can't. That counts me all right there. I got to make it to the shows. We got to get that money.
I'll be that chick waiting at your hotel. I'll be waiting for you afterwards. So you go ahead and tell all little jokes and dick gonna be jumping because you know what's waiting for you. And then after you finish your show and everything like that, when you come into the room, you have that big ass king size bed, and I'll be straddled in the middle of the bed, legs open, eagle spread, or better yet, I'll meet you at the door on all four so I can give you some oral pleasure and lead you to the bed and go ahead and set it off.
Damn. Okay. Getting real freaky.
See, that's how we give it up in the borough. And then I'm going to have you pull out your iPhone and I'll pull out my Evo and the BlackBerry and we're going to record that bitch three ways. You know, it's three sides to every story. So we're going to have three angles. And, you know, you're going to have your memories, I'm going to have my memories, and we're going to debate on which one to post up on the site so people can see. We can hide your face, but, you know, if you want to be out there, I'll push you out there. Then, shit, you'll be getting booked for all kinds of things.
I ain't never thought about that market. That's hot. That's different.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you think about it, when you said hosting it, and I'm being dead-ass serious, jokes and strokes, could you imagine just standing there or sitting down and me and whoever is on the bed fucking and you're narrating, you're hosting, then the nigga ain't hitting it right. He's like, yo, man, move, let me show you how to do it. And then you show them how to hit the pussy right. Like, what? Like, come on. What do you think that would do for Eddie Bryant?
That sounds like a good job right there. Okay. Look, they calling me in for a sound check.
Go ahead,
babe. Go ahead. And I'm sorry. I wish I could stay longer. You going to be on the air until 10?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do a sound check, and then I'm going to call right back.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna call you back.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my goodness, Brenda. I do not know what's wrong with this damn switchboard tonight, but I'm YOLO again. I have people on the line. Nobody is saying anything, but that's cool. But that is really a nice concept. Jokes and Strokes, hosted by comedian Eddie Bryan, starring Chalk Mommy and Friends. I'm really going to have to work on that. That is really something for me to think about. Wow. I wish other people would call in and give me their opinion on that. That could be, like, hella, hella tight. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play some more music. Let me see. What am I going to play? I'm going to play Every Night by Lazy Bone.
Hey, I'm going to ride with you, baby girl, what it's going to be. You ain't got to worry about a thing. Keep it real with your boy and tell me what it's going to be. And I'll give it to you.
Might fall off, fight with the mother sweat. I ain't the type to gon' take it in. Love to the heart, but I keep it playing. Only gon' show you how much I care. Open the doors and pull up your chair. Yeah, baby, I be on my A-game. You feelin' the vibe, you know it's real. Every time I keep it the same way. She be doing her own thing, independent and hardworking. That's why I do extras with it. She feel good, so it's all worth it. When I say she's specially gifted, every move she make is rhythmic. Gotta follow her melody. Every step she take, make you feel it. Every chick you just wanna ride with. Hit the highway, lay, get high with. Spin on. I can get live with that Bonnie and Clyde shit. She worried when I'm in these streets. Don't worry when I'm home at night. Give a damn if it's 6 in the morning. Better be home before she start yawning. Never do I disappoint her. Call me Mr. Put It On Her. Have me feeling like the Ivy Brothers. Between the sheets, that's where I join her. I'ma give it to you how you want it. Every night be a golden moment. Girl, you got me in your corner. Ride or die, a real soldier for you.
I'm gonna ride with you, baby girl. What it's gonna be. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Tell me what it's gonna be.
Let's talk, let's figure it out. Got a nigga think about settling down. Keep it real with a nigga and she ride for me. Always gotta keep my girls around. And we smoke a pound and she roll it up. Shout to be on that gang shit. My girl do it with no hands. That while ain't why go flock and shit. Fuck with them hate no say about you. Cause I see so much good in you. Know I'ma have that ass sprung soon as I put my wood in you. More than my girl cause she my homie. And you can trust me cause I'm loyal. You my one and only girl. And when you feeling lonely, all you gotta do is call.
I keep it fresh, it goes back. Go ahead and hit the whatever's left over from what you bought, just keep it out. There ain't nothing to a ball of fire. Summer, spring, and fall. Shout it, you can have it all.
She sent me new pictures to my cell
me, wishing that I was home. But I'm on a paper chase, I'll be back in a while. And yeah, I know it's tough and never, but I need you to hold me down, girl.
I'm gonna hold it down, do the best I can.
You can get it right now. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it right now. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it right now. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it right now. You can get it right now.
How many niggas can really say they got a woman that's really gonna hold them down? When the shit gets thick, she can hold the crowd. Risking it when we be rolling around. Cause I got a rep for balling. So all of these niggas be plotting. She keep it cocked, she watching. So I keep it full rotten. Every day we be out here shopping, y'all. She be trying to break my pocket. She know my money too long for all of that, baby. Need to stop it. Got me feeling like, how did I get this one? But she's so damn sexy. On the border of being possessive. Tell her, soldier up and get aggressive. Cause that's how she respect it. She like that thuggish, ruggish bone, bone. Just can't wait to get home. Although she fuss and argue of all the petty things, I never pay no mind. Girl, I give you anything.
I'm gonna hold you down.
That was Every Night by Lazy Bones featuring Bow Wow. That is such a nice song. And for those of you that haven't seen the video is really, really nice. They're on the beach. I wish it could have been a way that they could have shot that video X-rated so they could have fucked on the beach. You know, there's nothing like sex on the beach. Fuck the drink, but like actually fucking on the beach with sand in your coochie and all that shit like that. That's the best kind of fucking there is. So let me go ahead and prepare you guys for Friday night. I'm going to have Tom G in the house. He made clean pussy, so that's going to be good. And then we're going to have Prophet. Oh, gosh, I got to think of Prophet's he has a soundtrack that's going to be on a movie that's coming out. I know I'm not well-versed on who's going to be on my show Friday, and that's because my manager, Precious Entertainment, or P, Precious, booked them. So, you know, we're showing Florida some love. It's going to be the Florida takeover. So this is going to be quite interesting because we have a lot of side things that's going to be going on the show. So for those of you that's been asking me and wanting me to do a live session, yes, I'm going to have someone on the air, and I'm going to give them some good sex and give them head with Pop Rocks. Now, you know, is it going to be somebody I've been with before? Maybe. Or is it going to be somebody new? I'm not sure. It's still out for debate. So Friday, just imagine we got some wow artists with some crazy music, clean-ass pussy, all kinds of fucking booty shaking songs. Then you got me fucking on the air doing the Pop Rocks. So for those of you that's listening, and if you want to be that special person, y'all need to hit me up at 336-347-9107 and put in your application, because I'm telling you, Friday night is going down. This might be a chance to get into the big league and get into my new DVD that we just came out with the name of. I'm going hard. I'm going to be serious about this. Yes, I am. Brenda, you there? Hello? I hear people trying to talk. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard or whatever. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm going to keep freestyling it. So like I said, on Friday, we're going to have Missy from GA. We're going to have Mr. GA in the building, and we're going to have some other people in the building. It's going to be quite interesting. So one moment. 864-787, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm sorry, I lost signal. This is Brenda. I heard you say something and I lost signal, so I was trying to call back in.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about what's going to go on Friday. And I'm really serious about that that DVD. Like, that would be a great-ass concept. You have a comedian hosting a fuck flick.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I mean, like I said, I can provide the toys. I don't know if I'll be doing much. I don't know if my husband will be willing. But I don't know if he's ready to go live. But I'll tell you, when it comes to us, there's some stuff. Some stuff to the imagination.
But, you know, the face would not be shown. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can protect your identity, and we can give you names. I won't call them names out on the air just in case, you know, people be like, wait a minute, I was listening to that show on March 15th, and that's such and such, because I know she said that was going to be their stage name. So if y'all do decide to do that, that will be something totally different. But I'm really thinking about it. And truth is, he thinks I'm playing or something, but I'm dead ass serious. Jokes and Strokes, that's gonna be the name of my little DVD that brings me out, that's gonna be hosted by comedian Eddie Bryant.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm telling him, you get to narrate the fucking scenes. And if the dude ain't doing it right, you get to push him out the way and come in and be like, nah, this is how you hit the pussy. You know, just some crazy laughing fucking shit. I mean, people have done it with R&B over fucking and everything like that. So why not bring it to a different level?
Yeah. It sounds like a plan. Was Gigi still on the line?
I don't know what's going on with everybody. People's calls are dropping, and then people are trying to say something, and then they're not. So, matter of fact, we have a 571 on the air that wants to come in with us. I'm going to see who this is. 571, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Big Mike from Hollywood Barbershop. I heard Eddie in there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is this Chocolate Mommy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I see the profile pic on Twitter. You looking all right. I'm down with that. I'm at Hollywood Barbershop on Friday. I'm usually in there getting my hair cut with Eddie the Comedian. I'm hoping he put a good word in for me with you. Yeah.
Actually, he had to do a sound check, but he was talking about his homeboys. Are you going to be included with him on the trip on April the 29th of that weekend when he's coming down to Greensboro?
Nah, I ain't doing all that. That's like, it's a work day to me. Nah, I don't know about all that. Nah, I might come over there. I might make some room to come over there. Where y'all at anyway? Where y'all located?
I'm in Greensboro.
Oh, you're in
Greensboro, Carolina.
Well, you know, I might ride on there if Eddie split the gas money with me. I might come down there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might be the weekend we start shooting for our little Jokes and Strokes fuck DVD hosted by Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm a Gemini, right?
You're a Gemini, so is that your way of saying you want to get in the pussy too?
No. What's your sign? Maybe we can have some chemistry there. Maybe some chemistry is there. You know, two is better than one. Gemini twins. You know, two, that means a double dose of loving. You know, but anyway, yeah. So what is your sign?
Oh, yeah, double dose of loving is good. Or if one lacks in one area, then you can come in and save your friend. Yeah, I like how you think. That might work.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, perhaps I can give you a phone number. You know, I'm going to give you a phone number. Now you call me, boy, you got this number here. Why don't you call me, we hook up, have some sand green or something, go out, you know, walk along the tidal basin. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You sound like you like to eat, and I love food. I love food like crazy. You know, way the more hard is eating.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I like eating. More ways than one, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm always down
down for a good meal and then having my pussy ate, that's a great way to end the night.
Oh, but damn, don't need sugarcoat. Yeah, I'm down with that too. Yeah, you know, I was trying to clean it up for the radio, but no, all right. what's funny? You got a nice laugh. You got a funny laugh. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean,
wait till you see my site, and you're going to see what else is amazing on me.
Oh, no, I see you do the soft porn. You know, I'm in the soft porn, too, you know. I do a little bit of that, too, on the side, you know, when I get between rent checks or something, you know.
Oh, see, I would like to make a transition into hardcore.
I'm down with that. I can break into that. You know, practice makes perfect. Yeah. What are you into? Oils and stuff like toys and stuff. Water sports. I'm down with that all.
I mean, toys are cool, and you know, I like dick. I like good dick. I like to suck dick, and I like to be pounded.
Well, there it is. I got that. I got that. You came to the spot. You ain't got to look nowhere. It's all here.
I mean, pending that your tool is workable, you know, that's like one of the things men like to be like, oh, yes, yes, yes. But then when they get to the task, it tends to be, to be a little lacking.
Nah, I don't need no Viagra pill at all. Not at all.
Are you sure? No, it's not that. Sure. Oh, no, I wouldn't want you to take Viagra because fucking with me and Viagra, I'll bust your heart. So, nah, I want you to, I want you to be good.
Oh, nah, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. I'm definitely good. I'd rather show than tell, let's put it that way.
You short and who?
I said, I'd rather show than tell.
Oh, that's perfect. That works for me.
I see you laying on this bed on this profile pic. Man, it's killing me right now. You're killing them with this profile pic.
Oh, yeah, that's my bondage shit. I'm getting into that. I think that's kind of sexy. I would love for a man to tie me up and just have his way with me.
Oh, look, say no more. I got some duct tape we can get down.
Duct tape? That sounds more like kidnapping. Shit.
Well, if you want that, I'm into that too. I'm into that also. You want to get tied up, you know, kidnapped, fine. A bucket of water on you, whatever,
Yeah, I want some handcuffs, you know what I'm saying, and a little blindfold, and then, you know. First of all, I'm going to pull your dick out first. This is what's going to happen when I meet you, and, you know, I'm going to give you a hug, and I'm going to fill your dick and make sure it's the sizes I want, because if it's not, then it ain't even going to be no need for us to waste no time, because I ain't going to fuck with you. But I'll let you take me out to eat, and we'll be good friends, and you can find somebody else for me to fuck. But I feel like you might be able to hold your own.
I ain't doing all. I ain't finding nobody. Yeah, let me say, you're going to feel something. I'm going to feel something, too. You know, they change around. Damn all that. I come on living in the greens, bro. Not for you to feel me again. We go shopping for another dude. Damn, nah. I got you. Well, I definitely got you. And, you know, I'm coming from Virginia. Mm-hmm. Coming down here to see you. You know, you're going to just feel with dick and see if it's going to be the right size. Damn, that.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Oh, 6'4". It might be the right size. Shit, it might be super size. I don't know.
Oh, no, I
ain't even going to gas your head up like that. Because I done met some niggas that was 6'8", and all they could do was just hold me because I was so motherfucking mad that God didn't bless them. And then I didn't wait for the sun to come up before I dipped out. I ain't getting no pussy. All they got to do was hold me. And then I ain't call them or take their phone calls after that.
What? Oh, yeah. Hey, are we on the air right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. Yeah, hey, let me throw a shout-out to Hollywood's Barbershop down there on S Street, to the barbers Jermaine, Lante, Marcos, to the regular gang. This is Big Mike on the phone. Well, I hope y'all listening. It's really me, but anyway. Yeah, so definitely I have to come. I'm going to have Eddie come out there and see if I can come in and ride down there so we can take a look at you. You sound good.
Oh, yes.
Sound good. I hope you look like your soul.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
oh, yes. That's me. That's me.
I hope you like, hey, don't come down there and you about, you know, 4 foot with a bunch of warts in your face. You know, it's gonna be some trouble.
Honey, you gonna come down here and see me about 120, 5'5", with long ass legs and a soft ass. That's what you gonna see.
Damn. Oh man, I'm ready to come to the phone.
Yeah, please. That would be nice. Go ahead and stroke it for me. I never had that happen.
Now, I mean, come through like you know, come for the $5. I wasn't jacking nothing.
No, you can just touch it. See, that's what's wrong with men. They just don't. Women are bolder than men. You know what I'm saying? We just are.
I want you to touch it. Why I want to touch it?
Well, actually, I have like jeans and they fit in real tight, and you know, I'm in somebody else's place, and I can't just pull my damn pants down and touch my pussy. You know, they're eating. That might distract them. They're working. It might distract them. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I know. I'm distracted right now. Goodness. Oh man. All right, good. I'm about to have a heart attack out here. My goodness. Oh man, I'm biting on the telephone. My goodness. Look at. Well, keep on talking. Maybe we can. Oh man. Let me slow down. I just called.
Yeah, what's your Twitter?
Huh? Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
What's your name on there?
It's Ogun Loyer. M.F. Ogun Loyer. See, I just followed you anyway. You might see me in your lineup. You might see me in the lineup.
Okay.
Oh, you see me, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that picture, that wasn't a good picture either. But anyway, yeah, that's me, though.
It wasn't a good picture?
No, that wasn't a good picture.
Why do people say that it's not a good picture, but y'all put that motherfucker up there anyway?
Oh, man, because, man, nobody really want, you know, right, nobody want an egg following them on Twitter, you know, that you got to have a little actual picture, you know. I'm going to give you something to look at.
And you think I'm killing them with the profile pic. I'm getting ready to give your ass a heart attack.
Oh, really? Can you give me a couple of heart attacks? Can you give me 2 or 3 heart attacks?
Yeah, I can.
I cannot believe this. But it's like Christmas again. You know, it's like Christmas twice.
Yeah, Christmas in March.
Yeah, I definitely got to come in and see you.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, let me slow down. Hey, let me get all this phone. I know this phone bill. Hey, let me get all this phone. It's nice talking to you, though. Yeah, you know,
ran the
bill.
It was nice talking to you. I sent you something on Twitter.
Hey, when Eddie come on, tell him Big, you was talking to Big Mike from the barbershop.
I sure will.
Yeah,
Thank you for calling, Big Mike. I hope you really are big.
Oh, I am big. Oh, you will find out. Oh, you're going to find out. I want you to find out right now, for real. I'm looking at this profile pic. Girl, you was fine. You were definitely fine.
Thank you.
Oh, I know you was juicy. I need to slow down. Oh, I need to slow. Let me get off this phone anyway. I'll talk to you later. I don't want to get off the phone.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Hey, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Brenda.
Yes.
Hello. I bet you he jacking his dick as soon as he hung up the phone. Oh my gosh, this is retarded. This is crazy. You know he's stroking himself, right?
You play fine with doing the whole right? song.
Men are such fucking predictable creatures. Like, really? All I need is a fucking visual, and then they just run with it.
Well, he's looking at your page right now.
Yes.
He done went to the class. Now, Lord forbid he see them videos. He going to be jacking all night. He going to dehydrate himself. I think he look at them head videos because it's 10 of them.
Wow.
He going to take his hand and choke the hell out of his dick trying to picture it being in my mouth. Like, take that.
That's not nice. He's probably still listening. He's probably still jacking off saying that damn bitch. I'm still going to jack off.
Then he gonna call Eddie like, Eddie, man, I don't care what I gotta do, if I gotta ride in the trunk or the hood, I'm coming to Greensboro with y'all. Knowing that his 6'4" ass might not be able to fit in that Volkswagen. This is going to be interesting. Wow, I don't know what to say. I amaze myself sometimes. And then with men, oh, my goodness, we can't live with them, and we can't live without them.
Wow.
No matter how much I get fed up with them, I still need their dick. May not need them, but I'm going to always need their dick for about 20, 30 minutes for me to get that good one out. And then if it's some good, then we can go round two. Then
did
if
you
it's
hear
not, then I'm going to have to... What he say?
Listen to what he's saying.
I said, wow, leave that man alone.
Said that man did it to himself. He did it to himself.
He didn't let
him
defend himself.
Why does he say he didn't let him defend himself? Wow.
That's how we do it. He wasn't defending himself when he was on here. Shit. Following behind another man, following behind Eddie, gonna get his ass fucked up.
I know Eddie was even talking best too. Where he disappeared to?
Oh, he had to do a show. He was doing a mic check, and then he had to go on at 9. Yeah. So yeah, he has an excuse for not being here.
He's actually a comedian from DC.
No, he does actual stand-up shows. He produces like 5 shows a week. He's been on BET, Showtime, Def Comedy Jam. He's opened up for Martin Lawrence, The Bad Boys. He has a nice resume. He's hilarious as hell.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he's out of the D.C. area. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about the DMV Awards. It was some, I guess, like D.C.'s Underground Awards or something. And he was hosting it this year. And a big-ass fight broke out. And I was like, wow, that fight was better than the fight than the Source had years ago. Like, they
were
throwing
there?
Chairs. Nah, I didn't need to be there. YouTube was, that shit is all on YouTube. So it's like I was there. Females fighting, dudes throwing chairs. It ain't no security, ain't no police around. People still in bottles, everything. This rapper was like, shit, I ain't get a chance to get my award, so I stole a bottle. I'm like, wow.
I'm about to check it out on YouTube.
Yes, the DMV Awards, and you're going to see all kinds of fights and narrations going on. And you even hear Eddie talking about, damn, you know, trying to please, you know, be the peacemaker. But, you know, when stuff like that happens, it ain't really too much you can do. You let them fight, get them the hell out, and then just be like, hopefully next year it'll be better.
I'm about to pull it up right now.
It's not really much you can do to, you know, to get you know, control back or something like that.
YouTube, wait a minute. You said it's on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Okay. And it's called the...
DMV Awards.
DMV Awards. DMV Awards. Nope. Not really pulling up nothing. Let me look this other place. Okay, I'm going to watch it. Is everybody off? Where's everybody went to?
Everybody, I don't know. This is like one of those, like, everybody is used to me doing Fridays, but I had so many people to get on this month, I decided to do 2 days a week. And then normally after I get all the artists done this week, I'm going to start having girl talk where, you know, we sit there, give sexual advice to one another and, you know, tell freaky tales and, you know, we give the whack dick award for us females that are single. It's a few that I know that I can give out some awards. And I'm actually going to get some whack dick certificates made and then keep them in my email, the template, and email them the motherfuckers. Then if I actually have the opportunity to see them again, because if you give me whack dick, I'm already on that fuck you and leave you kind of thing. It's like once I fuck you once, I don't want to fuck you no more. I might give you a trophy for, like, this is why your dick was real whack. And, you know, I hate I wasted my time. You know, sometimes you can force yourself to have a nut, but, you know, it's a couple of dudes that, I don't know, like, I can't come in 4 minutes.
And you give a whack dick award? Oh, my goodness. I want to see one of those.
Yeah, I should start on Facebook and start naming the motherfuckers and putting the little link on their page. But I think
I do that. No, that's just
yes. I was talking with this restaurant owner, and he had the audacity to talk about I miss you. His dick was whack, but he was like, I miss you, and I can't believe I gave you all of me. Word? No. Miss me with your bullshit, and all you gave me was some whack-ass dick. And then he said, I'm mean. No, I'm being honest. You're mean for fucking lying. Like, he's mean for giving out that kind of dick. But, you know, that's a hood superstar. Hood superstars feel like it's okay to give out whack dick because they feel like their pockets is right and their name is right. Fuck that. I'm the wrong bitch to fuck if your shit ain't on point.
Wow. I want to see some of these awards. I'm trying to log on now. I'm on my husband's computer and it's just running slow.
I was so mad because when we was fucking, once I made him bust a nut, he grabs my hips, and he's like, no, no. Then he grabs the pillow and bites his finger and sounds like a female. I was so fucking mad that I didn't record it with my BlackBerry because sometimes I'll record it and throw it on the site. That would have been one of those ones that everybody would have been fucking laughing. Mm-hmm. Who fucking holds a female's hips when she's trying to bust a nut? That's not good. That's not manly. Let me ride it out. I wonder how many other men do that.
Just hold on and just, I guess if they ain't finished yet and they ain't ready to go yet, I don't know. I guess if they just ain't ready.
Female tips when she's humping to get her nut and be like, no, stop, stop. Who does that? That's like, that's not even heard of. But I mean, I guess that's a man for you. But I'm not dogging all men. But that was a North Carolina man for you. And he claimed he had some Jamaican in his blood.
Some of them are good. I must say I got a good one.
See, it's rare that you find a good one, and when you find a good one, you hold on to them. I'm a firm believer that when you find good dick, you hold on to it because it might be 5 years later before you get some more.
Mm-hmm. I found mine, held on to it for 21 years.
Wow, before you get some good dick. Like, good dick is hit or miss. You can look at a dude and be like, nah, it look like his dick ain't going to be good. Like, I'm looking at you and your roommate trying to figure out which one of y'all have better dick, and I'm still debating. Now I'm just messing with my homeboy.
I know he's looking like, I'm trying to look up these awards. I can't find them.
It's in there.
In DMV?
It's in there. Uh-huh. D as in dog, M as in Mary, and V as in Victor.
Awards 2011?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd just say 2000 awards fight.
Yeah, 2011 fight, DMV fights, and it'll bring it up.
Oh, here you go. Fights break out. Wow. Wow, listen to the music they're playing. They was going ham.
Yes, and that's sad. That is really sad.
I'm so high, my third eye.
Wow, one of those people that was on the show, he was at that?
Yeah, the comedian, he was hosting it. When the fight broke out, he was hosting the event.
Wow, he sure didn't mention it. How convenient.
No, he didn't get a chance to talk about it because his phone had went out as well. And his time was put short because he had to do the mic, the sound set. So he told me tonight that he was going to have to go on. He was going to be on from 8 to 10, but
mm-hmm.
he had to go on and do a show tonight.
Wow.
But yeah, we talked about it prior to him calling into the show. And he was just like, yeah, I know. And I was just like, that's crazy. For shit like that to go on.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm like, wow. They was just going off.
What?
Hold on. You have to hold on. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Let's see. Wow, I'm impressed that nobody was really hurt. And they ain't called, ain't had it on news about nobody getting really hurt.
Yeah, but I was just like, wow. I saw that and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, so I don't know. I enjoyed the show. It was pretty good.
It was. Yeah, I was good. I have some ideas and some concepts to work on, and you know, do what I need to do. And I cannot wait. I'm excited because I'm really gonna put that into action.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna talk to my husband about it and see what we can contribute, and I will see.
And then And I'll call you tonight so we can talk about your son's music because I need to I didn't get a chance to look at the video, but I'm going to
okay.
go in and listen to it. And then, you know, by me being on the show, I come across so many different people and so many different artists, and you have so many people that do music in our group now, so you're in the right place.
Okay, yeah, just call me back about it.
In the right place. I sure will, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I enjoyed it.
Bye. Thanks. Right,
bye-bye.
Let's see. I'm going to play one last song before I get off the air. I'm getting off early. Got things to do. My mind is working. Got to put my new porno tape together. I got to get my thoughts and then talk to, you know, my homie. And see what his thoughts are, because I know he got some wicked thoughts. So just know, Jokes and Strokes will be coming out by the summer. I'll bullshit you not. So I'm going to play Dope Boy Pussy, and we're going to end the show on that note. Thank you for calling Chocolate City, and you have a good night.